Golic and Wingo, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, presented by Progressive Insurance. All phone guests today will join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Among the guests we'll have for you later on today, Mike Tannenbaum, our NFL front office insider, is going to do the napkins of integrity for us from Indianapolis. We're combine excited about way, that. Yeah, yeah. Combine napkins. Louis Riddick will be with us. Terry Francona, Cleveland Indians manager, obviously want to get his thoughts on everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball continues to simmer, for lack of a better term, over what's going on with the Astros. And Maria Taylor, ESPN NBA Countdown, will join us. And we have issues going on right now, Mike,
well,
in Philadelphia, because it just when you thought, well, it couldn't get worse with how they play on the road, they lose on the road to Cleveland, but perhaps more importantly, they lose their best player right now in Joel Embiid. So you have Joel Embiid going out of that game very early with a shoulder sprain, this on top of the situation with Ben Simmons, and we'll get to what Woj had to say about that in a second, but it doesn't look great. So now you have this team that can't find a way to win on the road. I mean, even if you don't have Joel Embiid, you should find a way to beat the Cavaliers if you believe you are a quality playoff team. And now they're really in a hole.
Think about where this team has been into the conference semifinals last year. That ball bouncing around on the rim, right?
Yep, in Game 7.
Game 7, bouncing around the Kawhi Leonard shot of who's going to move on to the conference finals, to the high expectations of, okay, we got this team together. Yeah, it took a little bit of a transformation, obviously, Jimmy Butler going to Miami and such, but the expectation's still there, and where they've been, for even before the injuries, the fact that Simmons won't even be reevaluated for 2 weeks, as Woj says, don't even expect him back in those 2 weeks. That's a nerve impingement, and nerves can take a while. He may be done for a bit, and so you heard in the open there, in the first quarter, I think he played 8 minutes, did Embiid, ended up hurting his shoulder, left in a sling,
yep,
and definitely in some discomfort, and the team lost start to finish. I mean, start to finish to the Cavs.
Correct.
I know people say without Ben Simmons, without Joel Embiid, but it's the Cavs. I mean, you got to have more of a team, as we're going to play some sound for Brett Brown. We're going to hear from a player and a coach, and boy, they sure sound different as far as the expectations without your stars in there. But it's going to be one of those situations, Trey. I'll be really wondering if Ben Simmons doesn't come back for a while, like the rest of the regular season or close to it, and let's see how long the Embiid injury lasts, is that going to be Philly's out, I wonder? Will that be their out to say, well, you know what? We had the injuries. Now, don't get me wrong. While those guys were playing and healthy, this was not a great team on the road.
No, they've been terrible.
Great at home, best at home, but they've been horrific on the road. So very inconsistent between home and on the road. But if these injuries pile up like this, you wonder, because we've all heard the rumors and reports, if this team doesn't make it at least that far or maybe further, are one of those stars going to be gone? You know, are they going to split this? Is the band going to be split up and you start to move on? We have no idea if that's going to happen, but that's the scuttlebutt out there. And now we have to wait and see how long Embiid is out.
So with the loss last night, Philadelphia, who is the NBA best 27-2 at home, falls to 9-21, and they fall to a Cavs team. Let's be clear. Only one team has fewer wins than the Cleveland Cavaliers this year. That would be the Golden State. Which, once again, proves how quickly things have changed this year to last in the NBA. So to your point about what is going on and what isn't going on and how it's being sort of digested, listen to Al Horford first, what he had to say after the loss.
I think it had a big impact. Obviously, we plan on playing through him and leaning on him a lot. And, once he was out, I felt like we didn't really know what was next for our group.
So that's Horford basically saying it was basically Joel Embiid without Ben Simmons that's going to carry us, because that's everything goes through him and we didn't know what to do after that. On the other side of that coin, here's your head coach, Brett Brown.
But that's why you have a team. And that's what you try to accumulate talent and depth. And we just, with the group that we had, we just really defensively didn't get it done. And you felt it tremendously in the paint. I think they had 52 points in the paint. Probably that area of our defense you felt the most.
I would say so. And again, understood. Ben Simmons not there. Joel Embiid not there. But they just had a win without Ben Simmons. And it was against Atlanta, right, who's not a good team. Okay. Well, this is the Cavs.
This is Cleveland Cavaliers.
Again, they're 17 wins. I mean, 52 points in the paint, over 100 points to a 17-win team. Well, I on the road, it's head-scratching. And now, listen, we know they're not going anywhere with only one of those guys. They need them both, and now both are out. So that's going to be the biggest question of all. If they want to go anywhere, they need both those stars, and now one left in a sling, and the other's going to miss time with a nerve issue in his back.
So we don't know how long, at this point, Embiid is going to be out. We don't know specifically how long Ben Simmons is going to be out. But again, here's Woj basically saying, you better be prepared to play without Ben Simmons for a long, long time.
He's undergoing therapy now, and they think there can be some improvement. It's a nerve impingement, but that 2 weeks is really just a benchmark to then take a look at further down the road about how much time he's going to miss. And I'm told the Sixers are preparing to play without Ben Simmons, that he's going to be out an extended period of time. Now, what that is still unclear, but this is an organization that is preparing to play without him. They're not expecting him back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's being reevaluated in 2 weeks. So there's not a situation where, okay, in 2 weeks he's ready to roll. They're going to take a look in 2 weeks and find out how much longer it's going to be without Ben Simmons. And by that time, the Sixers could be in a world of trouble.
Right, they're in the fifth slot now, half game behind the Heat for the fourth slot. They play against the Knicks tonight. Then they're on a road trip at the Clippers, at the Lakers, at the Kings, and at the Warriors.
They get the Warriors.
So right now, they entered Wednesday, I should say, because of the Cavaliers, who they lost to. They entered Wednesday with the second easiest remaining schedule in the NBA, according to our ESPN Basketball Power Index. Only 6 of the final 23 games are against teams with winning records, and 2 of those are at the start of this road trip, Clippers
right,
and the Lakers. But it doesn't mean anything if they're not healthy, but you really have to wonder. Even as I said, when they were both healthy, they're horrible on the road. And I don't see them moving up in the standings with all the time Simmons is going to miss, and if Joel Embiid is going to start to miss time, I see them only going down, not up, right?
Right.
I mean, they're sitting there at 4, they're 2-1.5 clear of the Pacers at 6, and then there's a big drop to Brooklyn at 7. So they may stay in the 5 or 6 area, but I don't see any way they're going up. So they're going to be on the road where they stunk.
Yeah, so here's the question. Who do they need more? All right, Ben Simmons on the season, just over 20 points a game, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. That's without Embiid. Embiid, 25 points per game, almost 11 rebounds per game, and 2 assists without Simmons. So the Sixers with both of them are 24-14. The Sixers are 3-2 with Embiid and no Simmons, and the Sixers are 9-7 with Simmons and no Embiid.
Well, I mean, this is tough because Embiid can be dominant. We've seen it,
yes,
right? He can be unbelievably dominant, but he's going to have to be the dominant one, and others are going to have to get themselves involved, right? Because Embiid doesn't really do that. Simmons can. Simmons can score, and he can get others involved as well. So which one do you want? You know, I mean, that's that, and you start playing teams that are running a lot. You know, Embiid is a big man. We know he'll hoist up some threes and
sure,
play out a little bit, but
I mean,
Simmons, as I said, Simmons can get more people involved. Is that what you want if you only have one of them? If you only have one, now if you have both, obviously a different story, but you're talking about only having one. Can you rely on just one to be, if one is dominant, he's going to take up a lot of the scoring and the ball.
Yeah.
If the other is dominant, he can score and dish to others to have a chance to play well as well.
Here's a bigger question. I don't know if we can answer this at this point. Did they make a mistake by making sure Jimmy Butler didn't stick around? Because, look, Butler is a guy, he's a dog, right? You can say whatever you want about him, and he's dealt with and he enjoys the chaos, whether it was in Chicago or definitely how it ended for him in Minnesota. But, you know, Jimmy got out of there, and did Jimmy know something that we all should have figured out when he said, I don't want to stick around this,
yeah,
you know, because that's the kind of guy you need. And right now, I think them not having him is just as big of a problem for them as it is not having Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid.
Jimmy Butler's not walking through that door.
Jimmy Butler is not walking through that door, and the Sixers may be walking out of the postseason pretty quickly if they can't find a way to gut out some wins, because that's what we're talking about here. Obviously, they're not missing; they're missing talent.
Right.
So at some point, you got to just find a way to will yourself to some wins on the road, which is now exceedingly more difficult
against Cleveland.
Good luck. Let me just say that. So while the Sixers are going backwards, one team is full steam ahead in the East, and how important is the player that's doing that for them, Mike? And are we undervaluing him? We'll get to that after this.
All right, time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is, right? You don't know.